Hi, Ray.
I am so scared that I will not accept Jesus. I still question why God wants all of this worship. I am so scared that I'm going to be judged and die because of these thoughts. It almost makes me crazy. I have prayed and prayed for God to help me. I wish I had never had these thoughts. I just do not trust God. I do not go to church anymore, and I am so afraid that God is going to get me because of this. I just want to be a good person and be a loving wife to my husband. I find myself getting frustrated because all he wants to do on Sunday is come home after church and watch TBN and listen to Christian music. I just don't want to hear TBN or Christian music anymore. I like to hear love songs that are decent and uplifting. But my husband will not even listen to another radio station. I just want help. Sincerely, Tina.
Dear Tina, you are worrying yourself sick. Paul instructs us, don't worry about anything. Now I know we don't all obey that command, but it is the truth. If we trust God, we would worry about nothing.
Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, that is superior to every frame of mind, shall be garrisoning your hearts and your apprehensions in Christ Jesus.
Stop trying to save yourself. Let God save you, or rather, bring a realization of salvation to your heart and spirit. God isn't going to trick you into losing your salvation, Tina. I suspect your husband is bringing more home from church than he left with. Demons do not want you to trust God for the salvation of all humanity, and so they are placing doubts in your mind about everything. God is quite capable of saving all humanity and all of the heavenly host, including all demonic forces. He will not lose anything that he has created for a purpose. They will all fulfill his purpose. You, Tina, have a purpose in God's kingdom. There are evil forces that want to discourage you realizing that calling and purpose. I will pray that God will rebuke these evil forces causing you discouragement. Remember, it is through much tribulation that we enter the kingdom of God. Trust me, Tina, God is not punishing you for not going to your husband's church. Study and pray daily for God's guidance in your life. Listen to God's word and not to demons whispering in your ear. Let me know how else I can help you, Tina. You will be all right. Sincerely, Ray.